This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Program 777, 22/7/18. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. The grass is always greener on the other side is a popular saying and a popular sentiment. And yet we know that feeling content is a beautiful feeling. How can we learn to be content? Well, the Apostle Paul learned, so maybe we can learn too as we continue considering passages from the New Testament Bible book of Philippians. Before we delve into this further, let's listen to Enter His Courts by Ashley Cleveland.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
The Apostle Paul tells us that he learned to be content whatever the circumstances. He is able to tell us more.
What is your life like at the moment? Are you happy or excited or sad or downhearted? Are you worried about your financial situation or about your children or about the future? Are you perhaps so busy that you've lost the enjoyment of life? Or is your life humdrum? Always the same, regular, monotonous, boring? Everyone's life is unique. No one ever lives a life identical to your own. We all experience different things at different times, and react to those experiences in different ways. The Bible tells us, however, that there is one reaction common to everyone that must colour how we react to life's experiences. We must learn to be content. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." Paul has learned to be content whatever the circumstances, be they good or bad. He learned this. God taught him how to be content. Like each one of us, Paul was a sinner and was inclined to selfishness and self-centeredness. His natural, sinful inclination was to take as much for himself as possible and to want still more, to never be satisfied, to never say, "I have enough." Paul was sinfully prone to have no gratitude to God, who provides all good things. In his unfathomable mercy, and in a tremendous display of love, however, God taught Paul to do what by nature he could not do. He taught Paul to be content, to be satisfied both in times when there was plenty and in times of want. We see in Paul's life an example of the grace of God and the power of his Holy Spirit. Indeed, it's amazing that Paul learned this at all. His life was far from easy. Paul was the missionary apostle who spent most of his time preaching the gospel of Christ, frequently in hostile environments. In another letter, he writes the following about his experiences. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes -1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Yes, Paul knew what it meant to suffer want. He had been through it many times. Yet the Lord had used these experiences to teach Paul a valuable lesson. Paul learnt to be content. In yet another letter, Paul noted that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. What, though, does it mean to be content? What secret did Paul have in order to learn this? Paul would have been familiar with the ancient Greek ideas of contentment. In Stoic philosophy, a person accepted impassively whatever came. Circumstances that could not be changed were regarded as the will of God, and it was thus concluded that it was useless to fret and worry. Any of today's religions that adhere to notion of fate and or karma have in them aspects of this ancient philosophy. What all these religions do, however, is place most of their focus on the person and his or her reactions. Indeed, in such religions, to be stoic means to have inner reserves of strength in order to stoically put up with one's lot in life. That's what contentment means to many people. That is, to just put up with things. That's not God's definition, though. Paul learned more than just putting up with the cold and hunger and sleepless nights. He learned that the best and only way to do so was through his Saviour, Jesus Christ. When he writes that he has learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, he adds triumphantly, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's the key, the secret to Paul's contentment. Christ. It is Jesus who provides courage and strength. Paul doesn't have some inner reserve of power in order to learn this. Rather, he receives what he needs in order to learn contentment from God himself. What good news this is. Jesus died for the sins of his people. He paid for their sin of discontent, covetousness, greed, and general lack of love for those around them. In Christ, there is forgiveness for those terrible sins generated by selfishness and self-centeredness. Paul knew that and rejoiced in the fact. He also knew that in Christ he could overcome these sins. Through the Spirit he could bear the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This isn't stoicism, where the self-control comes from within, but it's control that comes from an outside source. Paul is empowered through Christ. Through Paul, we also know that God's power is made perfect in our natural weakness and sinfulness. God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." God does not expect his people to have any inner reserves of strength and self-sufficiency. Indeed, he would have been insulted if they expected to have any. On the contrary, our weakness and inabilities contrast his greatness and power. Paul thus confesses the following: "I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why I take pleasure in infirmities, in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Believers in Christ can do amazing things. They are able to sustain great difficulties, able to rejoice in all circumstances. They can do so because they know that in life and in death, they belong to their Saviour, Jesus Christ, who cares for them so that all things work together for their salvation. Believers know that nothing happens by chance, but that everything is directed with a purpose by God Himself. Like Paul, believers of all times must learn this key, the secret to contentment. Indeed, as Paul confesses elsewhere in the Bible, godliness, that is, having a deep reverence for God, with contentment is great gain. How can we be content? By laying aside the sins of greed and self-centeredness that drive us, and instead seeking everything, including contentment, in Christ alone. Only through Him can we be truly godly and perfectly content. So, to return to our opening questions, what is your life like at the moment? Are you happy or excited or sad or downhearted? Do you have difficulty in feeling content? Then learn from this message that the key to contentment does not lie within yourself, but comes from Jesus Christ. Believe in Him, trust in Him, seek all things in Him, for through Him you too can do all things. Learn that truth as Paul did, and your life too will be a wonderful testimony of the power of our God.
That was Abel Landers reading material provided by Veronica Hoyt. Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be considering another aspect of the Christian faith and how it relates to life today. But for now, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.